Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So guys, I just saw a meetup between the world's tallest woman and the world's shortest woman, and it only reminds me of like the Bugs Bunny. What was the monster? It's like, it's my puppet and I'm gonna play with it, and it's pretty, and I'm, you know, like, it just looks so strange seeing these two.
It's like a blast from the past there.
Literally, this woman comes up to the other girl. I don't even know if she gets to her knee. That's how short she is. Anyway, let's get to these stories, because I showed Ed the video, and Rob, you were kind of walking out of the room when I was saying this, but do you wash?
I had to go.
That's all right. Do you wash your meat before you cook? It's okay. Like, I don't. I'm not washing any meat.
It depends. Like, sometimes when you get beef and it's bleeding. No, I do with chicken. Yes, I do.
You wash it? You rinse it with water?
Yes.
How often do you put Dawn detergent on it to make sure it's clean?
I don't do that.
Ed, what did you see?
I saw this woman take chopped meat out of a package, put it in a colander, I guess, and then she wet it and then put Dawn dishwashing soap all over it, and, you know.
I've rinsed it off just because
this wasn't steak. This was chopped beef. She put soap in it.
Am I losing points?
Is he losing points? Like, because I don't know what the, like, traditional, what people do, but in my family,
if you're putting Dawn on it, yes, I'm losing points.
Oh, you mean with the Dawn? I thought you were talking about for you, because
you're watching
me.
No, I know what you meant.
Is that a normal, like, do people do that?
I don't.
Yeah.
What, Dawn, or do you rinse it off?
No, just rinse it.
Depends on who you're talking about.
Do black people do that?
Yes, black people do that. Yes.
Ed and I are like, I don't know what's going on, bro.
Yes, that's what we do.
Can I wash the vegetables. They do that.
The best part of this video is this woman puts Dawn all over the ground beef, throws it in there, covers it in some seasoning, right? Covers it in seasoning, and then goes to make the rest of the stuff. So
I've never rinsed ground beef.
She's cutting up cherry tomatoes. She takes lettuce right out of the package, starts cutting it up. You don't wash the vegetables, but you washed your meat?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Pesticides and all those things.
Yeah, it's just dumb. And there's video of it. I retweeted it if anybody wants to watch this. Just
you better
gross.
Rinse it off good. Ugh. Wait a minute. It was ground beef?
Ground beef.
Yes. That means that Dawn is grounded into...
You got to get extra water in there and you got to squeeze it.
Yeah. Rinse it out.
What the hell's wrong with people? And speaking of that, since we were talking about, you know, Dawn and dish detergent, how about a new beer that's made from bath and laundry water? Ooh or brew, as they say.
Ooh or brew?
Yeah.
Laundry water.
Yes. It depends whose laundry water it is, I guess. A San Francisco startup is putting a new spin on the shower beat, serving up a cold one from recycled shower and laundry water. Epic Clean Tech, a clean tech firm specializing in on-site wastewater purification, has launched two brews crafted from recycled gray water. This is different then. Like, this isn't... If you're taking dirty water and you're making it clean and then making beer out of it, then what's the difference? I mean, some people might say, oh, I don't want to drink that if it came from there. But you've seen guys like out in the jungle or whatever with these purification things, and they show you how they purify water. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to drink that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
As long as it's working. But the lineup includes the Shower Hour IPA, a crisp, juicy take on the classic IPA, and the Laundry Club Kolsch, a light, smooth, golden ale. Both are brewed with water captured from residential buildings and purified until, as the company claims, it's better than tap water in most cities in America, definitely in Flint.
All right. Yeah, Flint has some horrible water, man.
That's a whole, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole documentary.
Yeah. Epic plans to churn out 250,000 cans next year, according to the Business Times. And the company partnered with Devil's Canyon Brewing Company in San Carlos and is ramping up thousands of cans for retail distribution. That's interesting. I'm sure some people will drink it. But again, like I'm sitting here saying there's nothing wrong with it because it's been purified.
Yeah, I thought you meant like they were just scooping up bath water.
But, yeah.
That's how they lead it.
I mean, if you're putting Sidney Sweeney's bath water in a can,
yeah,
I don't need anything else in there with it.
Right?
No. Oh, sorry.
And please don't purify it.
I feel like the guy on Friends. Is it dirty? Make sure it's dirty.
Yes.
How dirty's the lettuce? All right. I got to talk about this, and I don't know if you guys saw or heard anything about this. The World's Strongest Woman organizers have allegedly found out the winner of this year's competition was a man when they started to see explicit videos emerge of her. I mean, she goes by her. Organizers of the World's Strongest Woman competition learned they had crowned a transgender woman born male through explicit videos from an adult entertainment website, according to runner-up, who was bumped into first place after discovery. Now, I want to say this. The organizers stripped American Jamie Booker of the 2025 title after shocking clips were revealed. She has not responded. They sent something to her and said, do you want to refute this? Because the runner-up, somebody sent her the video. She sent it to the competition committee or whatever. And then that's when they stripped her. And then she started talking about, you know, how messed up this is, the fact that she won. Like, the girl that would have finished in 10th place would have been on the stage for the top 10.
Right.
And now she doesn't get it because of this. Now, the other thing I'd say, anybody that knows anything about this, like, if there are women that taking testosterone, that thing can start to look like a little pee-pee. You know what I'm saying, Ed.
I have no idea.
You know. Anybody, Joe, you want to chime in? Because somebody else has to know this.
I know,
for the bodybuilder women,
it
ends up growing. You know, like the man
bottom?
Inside the boat.
It grows out?
Yeah.
Comes out?
Yeah. Boop, boop.
Why am I? Women take testosterone as part of their hormone treatment to get older, too.
Yeah.
So what kind of contest is this to get a bodybuilding contest? Yeah,
this was the world's strongest woman.
Yeah, strength, like powerlifting, I guess.
Second place winner, Andrea Thompson, who was 43. She talked about it.
But they called her transgender, though.
That's what they're saying, because they saw. I'm saying in that video, that's what. She didn't refute any of this. I have not seen the video. I'm looking for it. No, I have not seen the video. I look for it on Ed's computer because there's so much spyware. Anyway, she didn't refute any of this. She's 28 years old, and they said it's very explicit content, so you're obviously seeing up close and personal. Mm-hmm. But this goes back to what I've said, too. Like, this is one of those weird things in society. We brought up the whole transgenders in sports when I understand it's an issue, but there's like 18 or 19 across the country. We turned it into a huge issue. In my opinion, women should be competing in women's sports. And if you want to, I'm for it. If you want to call yourself a woman, you want to be she, her, you want to be whatever, I'm in support of you. I will back you all the way. You want to be a man, a woman. I'm just not getting into the people that think they're dogs and cats and all the other nonsense. I'm not doing that. And I don't think people that were born male should be able to compete against women in sports.
Yeah. Why is there not a line for people who were born women competing with men? There's not a line for that.
Of course there isn't.
You know what I mean? That line doesn't exist.
Like, if you're transgender, why don't you compete against the men's then? The men's. Listen to me. I don't like men's no more.
Yeah.
No, why don't you do that?
Because you go from being the 250th best swimmer in the world to the best.
Yeah.
Immediately. Why do you... This has just become so ridiculous. Like, if you're talking about it's okay to identify. No, it's not. Because you see the one where the woman had a gym membership revoked? Because it was a man in the ladies' locker room. A man. But he identified as a woman, and he'd watch them change in the locker room. And she said something. The gym revoked her membership.
Yep. And we did that story in the World of
Super. I know.
Yeah. It's like this stuff. And again, these are the tough things that people don't want to talk about. And you stand your ground one way or another. You say, this is how you feel because of this or this. Like, I don't care about any of that stuff. You do whatever you think's best for you and your life. Okay. That being said, I don't think you should be. This is one of the caveats. It's the catch 22. You should not be able to compete against women in sports because we don't see it the other way.
Period. I'm serious. Period. What really galls me is the people that are championing this used to champion women's rights. The only people you're hurting now are women. Seriously, you're taking away college scholarships from women. You're taking away trophies from women, championships like this. That's who you're hurting. So do you not see this, folks?
But it's such a small, it's like 19 people. There's like 19 people across the country. We're not talking, we turned this into a national issue about things and put it all the way at the top when there's way more important things. I'm not saying this isn't important, but I clearly agree with you. I don't think.
It became a national issue with the swimmer.
Yeah,
because it was a national story.
Well, because the narrative was already being pushed about transgenders in sports.
Right, but that
became a big
that was a
topic.
National story because she became the NCAA champion.
Yeah, but should we be talking about that more, or what health insurance is going to look like, or how much tariffs are all this stuff? This became a national narrative that didn't need to be there, in my opinion. But it is what it is. That's your world of stupid.
Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. Marilyn Gonzaga at 7:45 on the other side. Do you think the Bengals' losses of Hendrickson and Higgins makes the difference in tomorrow's game? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Go on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens take on the Cincinnati Bengals tomorrow night at M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens right now tied for first place with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but according to Lee Sterling, they better win tomorrow because he has the Steelers winning on Sunday. Nonetheless, Ravens are favored by 7 right now, according to ESPN.com. Jeremy, what do you have with your books?
I have 7. I have the total right around 49.5. Let me double check and see if it's changed.
It's 52.5 here.
Yeah, you had a higher number than I did. It doesn't mean that either one of it's just different sites that you're getting it from. So if I'm looking at it, all these games should be good. I see 49.5, so I'm assuming there are some 50s out there to 50, depending on what you're looking for. I think we see points tomorrow night.
Trey Hendrickson has only played in 7 games this year, but he has 4 sacks. T. Higgins, he has 40 receptions for 575 yards and 7 touchdowns. He leads the Bengals in that category. Both of those guys are going to be out tomorrow, Jeremy. How much of a difference does that make for the Bengals offensively as well as defensively?
Well, I mean, clearly defensively, even with him, they're still one of the worst defenses in the history of the league. So not having your best pass rusher is going to hurt. They haven't had him now for a couple of, I think he's been out for 2 weeks, yes, or maybe longer. Yeah. Look, they played New England tough. So we could sit here and say what we want. New England won that game. They won by 6, right?
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. That game was, I don't want to say it could have gone either way.
It could have.
I felt like New England was in control, but again, just
that
one
was
play.
A 26-20 game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a one score. Yes, absolutely.
But again, we're all sitting here, and granted, it's a road game. It's the short week. All of that needs to be compiled into this and how difficult it is.
If you did 2 field goals, it's 2 scores.
It's a one score game.
It could be 3 safeties. It could be 3 scores.
Could be 3 safeties. Could be. Yeah.
Yes. 6 extra points.
I was just going to say that. Yes.
I think we're finished now. I don't think there's any other way. Oh, a field goal, a safety, and an extra point. Well, you don't kick the extra point unless you score. Shut up. All right. Am I talking to myself right now?
Yeah.
You guys are looking at each other.
The only person who likes you.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. I guess that's no, I don't. all right. So, like, again, looking at the game, yeah, it's clearly going to have an effect. T. Higgins, fantastic wide receiver, but Jamar Chase is the straw that stirs the drink. And I know Joe, I already looked at our over-unders and has him. I think his prop in Vegas is 8.5, and Joe has him at 9.5. And I still think he's going to get over that number. I know we haven't got there yet, but again, he's just going to get targeted so much. The good thing about Burrow, if you're a Bengals fan, is he will throw it to Yoshivas. He will throw it to Gesicki. It's not like he's... Flacco locks on to either the tight end or the number one receiver, and he just keeps throwing those 50-50 balls. And what's going to happen? Jamar's going to win most of those against whoever. So, yeah, I think their offense is going to... It'll be okay. We'll have to see if there's any rust with Burrow, but I don't expect... I mean, I don't expect this defense to all of a sudden play well. Like somebody was talking about the Ravens offense hasn't looked good. This is the get right spot. And if you
if
don't
they can't
score,
get right against the Bengals
at home on a short week, yeah. It's the greatest advantage you could have.
Let me ask you both this then, since you mentioned it and get right, because we mentioned that last week too. Let's say the Ravens win a nail biter, low scoring game, offense struggles. We're coming in here on Friday saying what?
Win's a win.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I would. It'd be another win. It'd be 7 in a row.
Yeah, but if you keep saying a win's a win against these inferior opponents where you're barely beating them, and then you get in the postseason and get your ass handed to it, it's like, hey, you saw that back then, and you didn't fix it because a win is a win.
No, they tend to play to the level of their opponent, though. It's been a problem.
I just think the offense has been bad the past couple
of
weeks.
It has, but I'm telling you, I feel like they play down to whoever they're playing. When they play someone good, they play well. They play an inferior team, they play down to that team.
Let me address what you just said, Jeremy. I am going to say a win is a win, but you know what I do also? I temper my postseason expectations too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm going to say what I'm saying.
Right?
That's why I'm addressing that. I temper my postseason expectations if they continue to struggle like this on offense, because I don't think there's a switch to flip. I don't think so. I think if you had a switch to flip, you flip it Thursday against this, as you've been calling, a historically bad defense. Yeah. If you can't put up some numbers against them and get some rhythm going against them, you're in trouble.
You got to smack it, flip it, and rub it down.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Flip it.
Oh, man.
But again, like, with this defense that the Bengals are bringing, you can literally get, if you say, I want to throw for 300 yards, you will throw for 300 yards.
If you're capable.
I don't care. If you want to go out and throw the football against them on every play, you will score.
That's my point. So if they don't, that means they're not capable. Oh. And if they're not capable, then I temper my postseason expectations.
That's fair.
I mean, I think they'll get there because I think they'll continue to win, but I don't have any faith in them going anywhere once they get there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No disco.
This game better not be a nail biter. Seriously.
If it's a nail biter 38 to 35, is that more acceptable than a nail biter 21-17.
Yes. Only because it means the offense showed up.
I'm just letting you guys know, if it's a close game or they lose, I'm going to have menstrual cramps on Friday morning. I'm calling out. I ain't coming in.
Is that so?
Yes. I don't want to talk about that headed into the weekend.
We give out shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, the Ravens, tomorrow, Bengals. Ravens are favored right now by 7. What has to go wrong for a Bengals upset? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're going to talk Terps next, but damn, they got Alabama tonight.
Midnight?
You go from Gonzaga to Alabama.
Whoa. You saw what Gonzaga did last night. Oh, my. Can I tell you something real quick?
Go ahead.
Gonzaga, Michigan. Michigan is a half-point favorite over Gonzaga. Both of these teams just dropped 100 points. The total is 160.5.
Which is a fun game.
Seems odd to me that it's not. I told you I thought it was going to be in the 180s. But the Alabama game last night against UNLV, that was a 180 total, and I'm sure you'll see that in the Maryland game when the spread comes out.
Yeah, we'll talk more of that at 7:45, but right now, Ed Norris.
Yes, sir.
Ravens are favored by a touchdown and an extra point. What has to happen for the Ravens to lose this game?
Oh.
I figured I said extra point because based on what I said to you earlier, if I just said touchdown, you would have added the extra point because of the whole two field goal, two score thing.
I know exactly what you were doing, and I chose to ignore you. So Look, the Ravens offense has to show up because I think no matter how...
You can't ignore me.
Lord, we try. But I just think as good as the Ravens defense can play at times, and they've been much better second half of the season, the Bengals have a good offense. I mean, they just do. They have arguably the best receiver in football. They have one of the best quarterbacks in football. They put up a lot of points. It just if not for that horrific, god awful defense, they'd probably be a Super Bowl contender every year because they put up a ton of points. If they could just limit, like what the Ravens have done, they haven't given up 20 points in like six games, right? I mean, they're just even the one they lost to the Rams was less than 20. So I mean, they've just been holding people to less than 20 points. If the Bengals could do that, they'd go undefeated pretty much. I mean, they're just terrible. So, but for me, so if the Bengals score 31 points, it's not going to break my heart.
Stick on ice.
But if the Ravens don't score 40 points in that case, I'd be shocked.
Jeremy Kahn, what has to go wrong for the Bengals to get out of here on Turkey night with a win?
Lamar doesn't wake up on Thursday. See, that just sounds worse than what it made it sound like he died. Now, wait a minute.
Don't say
he sleeps in.
Yeah. He sleeps in.
All right, let me just pump those. I'm kidding, of course.
Lamar doesn't leave the house on Thursday. Yeah. Is that better?
I think for the Bengals to win, that this offense for the Ravens has to be truly as dreadful as it's looked at times these past 3 weeks. Because clearly, they can't stop anyone. Like, you can literally get whatever you want against them. And I'm not, like, I don't... Look, because I gamble on this stuff and we talk about that, I don't overlook anyone. Sometimes we'll be joking and talk a little, if you want to say braggadocious. Oh, yeah, this team's going to clean them up. They're going to beat them by 40. You know, you're talking out of your ass, basically. I think Cincinnati's going to score some points in this game. I think the Ravens score way more. The only way I see Cincinnati winning is if this offense is just absolutely awful. And then there's always the turnover special teams thing that can change a game. You know, like the Jets lost to the Steelers because they fumbled a kickoff.
Right.
At the end of the game. So, I mean, anything can happen.
Amir won that game.
Amir in West Baltimore, what has to go wrong for the Ravens to lose this game?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
I think if they play the way they're playing now, especially with that offensive line, we know Cincinnati is going to put up points. It's just going to happen. But I think that for me, I'm looking at is – how bad is our offense really if we can't put our points on the worst historic defense supposedly known to man? For some reason, every time these statistics come out and these pundits always pick the Ravens, for some reason the opposite team, just for some reason, it gets 10 sacks in a game, they stop in the Ravens, the wall of nobody can't penetrate their defensive wall. So if they can't get through this right here, like you said, Rob, earlier, I temper my expectations for postseason. That's all I got for you.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right.
And that's where I am. I mean, they'll still get there because they're winning games, okay? Ravens are winning games. I believe they'll win the AFC North. I do. I mean,
I do too.
But there's something to be said about the journey. There's something to be said about the resume that you put together on your way. And if that resume is shaky, I just...
It's like the other Steelers were 11-0, and neither one of us felt they were legit.
They weren't. Because it was Jerry was here then, right? And he kept arguing against that. They were horrible.
They just didn't look like an 11-0 team, and they weren't. I mean, in the end, they weren't very good.
Same thing here. If they struggle their way through teams, I mean, we already saw it with the Jets. They struggled through that win. Lamar's injured. Okay, we know that. But they struggle against – they should be able to beat the Bengals soundly, or I should say put a lot of points up against the Bengals, even without Lamar putting up great numbers. Your running game alone should be unbelievable because everybody runs the football against them. You got a Hall of Fame running back, and you got another home run hitter in the backfield. I mean, you have enough pieces there to be able to get it done on the ground as well.
Mm-hmm.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I know someone's going to remind us of what happened in 2012. That's fine. The reason why you remember that is because those things don't happen a lot.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? They're getting hot at the
right time?
By the way, this since I've been in Baltimore doing radio, this will be the worst defense that the Ravens have ever faced. And you get them on a Thursday night in a short week. Again, doesn't mean you overlook this team, but if you go out and play any sort of resemblance of what your game is, you're winning this game.
When we agree, though, the Ravens aren't in the postseason, but their season is a playoff now.
Yeah.
It's just it's in-season playoff right now. Well, look, they just can't lose games.
No, you just took first place, but it doesn't mean if you lose and the Steelers win this week. I know they got the Bills, but they're at home. Like, if that happens, like, you're right back in second place chasing again.
It's all playoff football right now, just not the postseason. Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning.
I think we got a good game plan going into tomorrow night. Keith Mitchell's going to do good work for us. Derrick Henry's just going to seal the deal behind all his work. But I'm going to say the Baltimore Ravens 31 and the Cincinnati fumbles 24, fellas.
31-24. Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Let's go to Crofton and get Peter. What's up, Peter?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I just wanted to put a little input, my little input. I enjoy your show every morning, man. I listen to you guys going to work.
Thank you.
I was going to say that I wanted to make my little prediction. Ravens 27 and the Bengals 25. Like you guys said, it's going to be a tight game. And I do agree with the other call about the offensive line. But I just hope, I know we got a lot of hope to get in the playoffs. I just hope we get past the first round, man. That's what I'm concerned about.
Mm. Well, they've been getting past the first round. That's not really my concern. They did it last year. I mean, keep in mind, you know, the Bills wasn't the first round for them. They beat the Steelers. The year before last, they went to the AFC Championship game. So getting past the first round is not really my concern. Even with this team, it's not. It's getting beyond that.
Mm-hmm. And again, there's nobody necessarily in the American League, in the AFC, that you should fear.
Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, man.
Hey, I think the Ravens, for the Ravens to lose this game, I think of course, Cincinnati's going to score.
Yep.
I just believe they're going to score points, man. So the Ravens got to pick up the offense, man. That's going to, and not turn the ball over, pick up the offense, and I think they could win it. But if they don't do that, they're going to be a problem, because I think Joe Burrow's going to come out and try to score some points, man, try to beat the Ravens.
Hey, Daryl, I know you'll remember. Who owes who lunch here with me, you, and Rob?
Oh yeah, I'm going to get to that.
I owe you lunch, Rob owe Rob lunch?
Rob, I talked trash to Rob, tell him to bring the smoke. He blew it back in my face. That's okay, Rob.
That's all right. I'm a two-time loser now to you.
So he owes you.
Yeah, so at least I got Jared, Nita. I'm good.
So what we'll do, we'll figure out a day where we all go and I just sit and pay nothing.
Yeah, see, and here's the other thing, too. Like, some people might say, well, hey, why don't I just take Rob out to lunch? I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. Nope.
I don't want to be with him without someone else there, chaperone.
I want you going in your pocket to pay for Daryl's.
Yeah.
And then I
paying for any.
And then I want Daryl to go in his pocket and pay for mine.
Yeah, because I called you out, Rob. I did, didn't I?
But, Daryl, what the hell were you going to do when we bought you two lunches?
Change his name to Gina.
I wish Ed was there. I would have had him. I would have had Ed if he was there. I know he was.
We'll bring Ed out too. We'll make him come.
No, he said he wish he was there to bet him.
Oh,
he wanted to bet the whole show. Hey, Daryl, thanks a lot, my man. I'll bet all of you. Take you all down.
He keeps beating my ass.
He was going up against Jeremy. I'm sitting here.
What was the bet?
So I catch a stray.
So I had Arizona against Jacksonville, and he said he was going to take Jacksonville. And then he took the Saints, and Rob took the Falcons.
Yeah.
And you can look at both of those games and look at the home teams going, but what are you guys doing?
But how it went was, he said, Rob, I'll take one for you, too. Which one you want? I'm like, I didn't say nothing. Then he gave me a game. I said, no, we're on the same side. I think the third game we finally found a game that we were on different sides.
Well, I wish I would have been here because I took the Jaguars, but I also took the Saints.
But there were so many 50-50 games, 50-50 this weekend.
Shovels at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, the Terps take on Alabama tonight. But before that, we'll talk about that game against Gonzaga, Baltimore's big bad morning show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On the fan. AI is just too much, man. Just heard Jerry Jones, AI version, talk about the Thanksgiving game. Too much. 7:48
Can we repeat what he said? It was pretty funny, actually.
That Kermit the Frog sounding.
He said, and Mr. Swift can still get open from time to time.
Yes, he did say that.
Maryland Terps, oh my gosh. Gonzaga walked a dog on them. 161. It'd be that way sometimes. Gonzaga scored 47 in the first half. That wasn't enough. They dropped 53 in the second. This was an ass whipping.
Yes.
This is what it was. I mean, it's fine. It happens like that sometimes.
Well, I said it yesterday, and again, not to be like, you know, just overly confident in something where it's like, I watched Maryland. I watched Gonzaga. I know what happens the night after that big win that Maryland got against UNLV.
Is it Gonzaga or Gonzaga?
It's both.
Okay.
I say it both ways. I always.
You like both ways. We already know about you.
Yeah. What is that? You know what? I've gone along with so many things. Sometimes I listen to it and go, you know, there's somebody out there that believes this.
No, I don't think they do.
I think the two guys in the studio with me believe this.
I don't think so. No, I don't. But the bad thing about it is, Jeremy, I think tonight is rinse and repeat.
They get Alabama.
It's Alabama. I think it's rinse and repeat, man.
Hey, you guys tired from running yesterday? Guess what you're going to do tonight? Run. You're going to keep running even more. Alabama and Oates are going to push that ball up and down the floor, man. It's just crazy.
It's NASCAR basketball.
It is. Like they want to get a shot off within 10 seconds of the shot clock.
You know what I love about his offense? They don't care how much they turn it over.
No.
I don't care.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
We're going to get, if we turn it over too much, we'll get 80 instead of 90.
Right.
And again,
they're going to score.
I liked the matchup with Gonzaga against Alabama because I thought Gonzaga would force them to play more of their style. I think the Zags can win any which way, but I also think Michigan beats them tonight. That's a great game.
You think so?
Michigan's favored, by the way. Michigan and Gonzaga, both of them. The Zags. I guess it would be Gonzaga, right?
It's Gonzaga because they're the Zags. That's how someone explained it to me. I used to say Gonzaga, and a guy said, I went there. He said, what's their nickname? I said, the Zags. He said, it's Gonzaga.
Yeah.
I said, you know funny. What? There you go.
I've heard Gonzaga, and I always thought it was someone talk like me, getting it wrong.
Yeah,
I always thought that, Gonzaga. But I thought that was a mistake, a mispronunciation.
Yeah, I sat down with somebody and he was explaining the pronunciation. We were having tomato pie. And
after this, could you figure out what a hokey is?
What? Oh, we don't know what that is?
No.
I've never even thought about it.
A fighting turkey.
Is that a
fighting gobbler.
Is it really? Huh.
Correct.
I know turkey was their logo. I didn't realize it was actually a thing.
Since you said gobbler, I got to bring something up. Wawa, get your crap together, guys.
What are they doing?
Speaking of gobbler,
did you get the bowl?
No.
Oh.
You just reminded me of something.
Okay, well then, let me just because your gobbler bowl.
That's right over his head.
What? Shut up. That gobbler bowl is like the McRib at McDonald's. Like when it comes back, everybody
today.
Wants it.
Yeah, I'm going to do everything I said I'm doing. I went to see the movie last night. I'm getting the gobbler bowl today.
Even with Thanksgiving tomorrow, you don't care?
I could eat it. I eat turkey every day.
Yeah,
I could.
You're right.
I don't know why people cook it once a year.
The gobbler bowl is like the McRib. You are. I don't eat either.
Yeah.
Where's the nearest Wawa?
I mean, they're everywhere. Here?
Ain't none around here.
There's a ton.
The only one I know of is the one on Route 40.
That's the ones I know. Is that
there's one in Perry Hall now,
too. Go toward Rosedale.
Well, there is one in Perry Hall, right on Belair Road.
But there's a couple near here. I mean, even down in the city, there's a few.
That's been there.
But, like, you know, not having the cranberry, not having this, not having that. Like, they run out of everything. Sorry. I've already had 10 gobbler bowls.
Since it's one in Towson.
Since there it's is? Come out.
Yeah, it's kind of near Lock Raven Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make my own gobbler bowl. I'm kind of upset because I went to Wegmans yesterday. They didn't have the regular cranberry sauce. It was the one thing that I forgot to get. They only had the whole cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I like the one with the rings in it. Like,
yeah. Like the can. The jelly.
They didn't have any.
Yep.
But I don't eat it. It's just for the kids eat it. I keep calling them kids. They are my kids.
Yeah.
They eat it, but I got to find some. For anybody knows where they have the regular cranberry sauce, like Eric says, the ring, the one that you have to shake the can.
That's in any grocery store.
I tried 3 grocery stores yesterday. They didn't have it.
You tried the right ones.
You're probably right. That's why I'm asking.
Which ones did you go to?
The wrong ones.
Yeah. Then go to the other ones.
I went to a Giant, Safeway, and Wegmans.
Yeah. I bet Aldi has it.
We're going to clear up this hokey nonsense here.
What is
it? What's the hokey?
Okay. Is it the pokey?
Someone said there's a hokey is not a castrated turkey. Hokey was made up by a Virginia Tech student in 1896 for spirit cheer and a made-up word for the university's nickname. While the mascot Hokey Bird is a turkey-like figure that claims hokey refers to a turkey as a persistent myth.
Who said castrated? You said castrated turkey?
No, you said fighting turkey.
Fighting turkey, yeah.
Yeah, I'd fight too if I got castrated.
They were gobblers before that. The school's old nickname was gobbler.
Gobblers? So it was a turkey, yeah.
It was before that, and then they said, that's stupid, let's change it, and then they made up the word hokey.
I'd rather gobbler.
I'm going to do the squirrel moment, one of the funniest things ever. Our salespeople trying to come back. I think the Deep Eddy people are here.
Uh-huh.
And so our salesperson's trying to run back, and the door's getting ready to shut. I've never seen that person run faster trying to grab it because they don't have the badge to get back here.
You want
to
see it run faster? Drop a dollar bill.
It's funny because it's true.
I'm so red. I love when you laugh like that.
So good. So good. I wish people knew more about the people in this building.
Oh, they're gonna.
They're gonna.
Yeah. You're gonna find out. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know. A little bit Maryland basketball, Gonzaga, Hokies. Yeah. Wawa.
Gobblers.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Castrated turkey.
Not having cranberry sauce. I went to the wrong place.
So do you not like the other cranberry?
I don't like any kind of cranberry sauce. I get it for the kids.
I love it. Especially the day after when you make the turkey sandwiches the next day. Yeah. And you cut a slice of that grocery store gel off.
Excuse me.
It's fantastic.
Oh, man. I like the turkey sandwich, little mayo on the bread. Salt and pepper.
You can get that any day of the year.
Oh, no, man. Normally, it's the turkey roll. Lunch meat.
What's the other?
The turkey roll, which I love.
What's the other dish that has, like, fruit and marshmallows and coconut in it? It's not Waldorf salad, but it's something similar to that. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because, like, my wife's family brings it every year, and I'd eat whole bowl.
You mean the sweet potato casserole?
No. Joe, do you know what I'm talking about? It's got, like, marshmallows and mandarin oranges or different types of fruit and like
really? That's a thing.
Why can't I think of
marshmallows and oranges?
Yeah.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, Ed Norris, we're giving
ambrosia salad.
Oh, ambrosia. Yes, yeah. That I do know. Yes, yeah. I'm going to give it. I was going to give it to traffic from last night, but I'm going to give it to a company that's stealing our money and another. Or government organization is doing the same to us. This is getting ridiculous.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Shovel's up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.